time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As the fallout continues from Donald Trump's Monday meeting and press conference with Vladimir Putin, the White House announced Thursday that Putin will be invited to visit Washington, D.C. this fall. Sarah Sanders tweeted, "In Helsinki, at POTUS agreed to ongoing working-level dialogue between the two Security Council staffs. The president asked Ambassador John Bolton to invite President Putin to Washington in the fall, and those discussions are already underway." Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, who broke with the president earlier this week after Trump suggested he believed Putin over his own intelligence officials, found out about the proposed second summit from NBC's Andrea Mitchell as she was interviewing him during the Aspen Security Forum.
We have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
Vladimir Putin coming
to the... Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
The White House finally said that Trump disagrees with the idea Putin suggested that the U.S. allow Russian investigators to question American citizens. CNN has the story.
Another day, another about-face from the White House. Today, responding to the avalanche of outrage over President Trump considering the request from President Vladimir Putin for Russian interrogators to question a list of Americans, including former ambassador to Moscow, Michael McFaul. It is a proposal that was made in sincerity by President Putin, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, but President Trump disagrees with it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today also ruling out giving Russia access to McFaul and the others.
And with respect to the particular question, the administration is not going to send force Americans to travel to Russia to be interrogated by Vladimir Putin and his team.
Putin's proposal, made in his one-on-one meeting with Trump in Helsinki, was to allow Robert Mueller's team to interview the 12 Russians indicted for cyber attacks in the 2016 election. In exchange, Russian investigators would get to question McFaul and 11 others for crimes Russia accuses them of. A deal that Trump at first found intriguing.
And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
The White House saying Wednesday it was being considered.
There was some conversation about it, but there wasn't a commitment made on behalf of the United States, and the president will work with his team, and we'll let you know if there's an announcement on that front.
McFaul, at the center of the firestorm, was stunned.
My government, I hope, will step up today and categorically swat this back. And when I mean my government, I mean my president of the United States of America.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle angry the proposal was even being discussed.
The concept of letting American citizens being investigated for crimes that are just, I think, are jokes is absurd. And I don't believe there's one member, I challenge you to find one member of the House and the Senate that believes this is a good idea.
No president should have the power to gift wrap American citizens, let alone former ambassadors, to our known adversaries.
Congress, as you heard right there, found this proposal so outrageous that the Senate voted 98-0 against making current and former officials available for interrogation by the Russians. Ambassador McFaul has thanked the Senate in a tweet saying that bipartisanship is not yet dead. But at the same time, he also took a swipe at the White House, which had called Putin's offer sincere, saying, "I don't consider it sincerity to falsely accuse U.S. government officials of being criminal."
At the Aspen Security Forum Thursday, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen did not deny that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, but claimed she has yet to see evidence that those efforts were specifically intended to get Donald Trump elected.
"I haven't seen any evidence that the attempts to interfere in our election infrastructure was to favor a particular political party. I think what we've seen on the foreign influence side is they were attempting to intervene and cause chaos on both sides, right? Whether it was in Charlottesville, where we saw them on both sides, whether it's in Syria, both sides. So I would not necessarily say that was the purpose. I think the overall purpose is to sow discord and get us all to fight against each other rather than understand who the enemy is."
But for clarity, the intelligence community did have that finding, right? Their finding was that it was in an effort to favor the president.
Agreed. It was in an effort to attack certain political parties that we know about, right, more than others. And so I think we'll continue to look and see what that means and be prepared for the next time.
Nielsen also seemed to echo Trump's both sides rhetoric regarding Charlottesville.
In the comments, they were obviously highly publicized when he placed blame, in his words, on both sides. Does that make your job harder when the president says things that, at least in those communities, are viewed as he's got our back?
We have to work with everyone to help communities understand what are the warning signs, what are the ways in which we can prepare. And that's no matter who it is. I think what's important about that conversation is it's not that one side is right, one side is wrong. Anybody that is advocating violence, we need to work to mitigate.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.